This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the third annual. You can go to nhblockchain.com to learn more about the event. Of course, you can visit us on, it's BlockchainNH. You can go to BlockchainNH.com to learn more about the event. I don't know what will happen if you go to the other URL. So BlockchainNH.com. It is Ian and Chris here in our remote studio outdoors. Beautiful sunny day here in fall, which it's actually
gorgeous.
Nice. It's really nice. It's a perfect day. Couldn't have asked for a nicer day. Just completely sunny. Not a cloud in the sky. And we're here with what I would say is just over 50 attendees. This is... event is completely full, and I love it. I think it's a great event. Ernie, you just walked up. Ernie Hancock joining us here. Welcome, of course, to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was. We were taking a tour this day. We're on our way up to Bangor to see Derek Slopey, and I let Derek J. Freeman know that, you know, we were, after that, we're going to go to Portsmouth, and I want to get the tour of everything. He goes, hey, man, you need to come up to Durham. You know, we got a thing going on right now. Right. So I go, okay, we'll come by and say, hey, we can only stay for like an hour or something. We're on our way. But I had no idea. Raven Coin is here. I have been working my butt trying to get these guys on.
The lead developer, I think, just spoke, didn't he?
Freaking Derek hooked me up. Thank you, Derek J.
Right.
You know, so I'm just going, awesome, because I recently, just in the last, I even talked on my show in the last week or two, I bought a bunch of Raven coins. They're really cheap, so you know, but I got a bunch of Raven coin because I found out that Patrick Byrne and T0 is using it for securitization of assets. And I'm going, you know, I'm wanting to have like a sale on some property on the precariat, you know, our pirate ship. Well, Stephen and Derek J, their whole thing was, we need a space disco. We want that atrium part on the top floor of the whatever. I go, well, let's do it. We're going to hook it up. We're going to show how we're going to get some equity in and buy my cabin on the precariat. So we're working on it right now.
So we got to reverse here just for a moment so our listeners that may be unfamiliar with you, Ernie, know what we're talking about. The precariat is, you said you sort of dropped there, a pirate ship. You mean an airship.
Air spaceship.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to space, and government's not invited. You know, we have, it's 1,000 foot long. You go to piratewithoutborders.com. At the top left, it'll say virtual tour, and you can see the animation of what we're doing. It's really a thought experiment that is, you know, we always find out that the man's always got your front door GPS marked of Hellfire missile goes there.
Sure.
And I'm going, you know, can we just, like, that's what pirate ships were about. It was freedom. And I'm going, now we got three-dimensional space of you can bite it. So I'm all right. So as it started to develop, it became a real thing. People were going, that is a cool idea. And we got the design, and then, you know, listeners started developing it and animation of it and building it, and we had the rough design of it, but it's be turning into a thing. This is the way that you can have ownership or equity and get your cabin or your shipping or what. So it's kind of like a big giant Firefly Serenity. Seasteading's going to need somebody to get their shipping done. You know?
So you mentioned Ravencoin. You actually are coming on right after Bruce Fenton. We'd already interviewed Bruce, but we talked to Bruce more about this event and kind of the motivations behind it and his experience in New Hampshire. But he's the guy behind Ravencoin, right, as I understand it?
I just found that out.
He was involved very early on, and at this event, also Tron Black, who's the head developer for Ravencoin. Ravencoin's doing some interesting things. It is, first of all, based on Bitcoin blockchain. They didn't invent something from scratch. And it has some features that make it unique to the transfer of assets. The ability to, for example, message all your shareholders.
Really?
If you issued a stock. I mean, there's a whole other level of it that they're really developing some of the things that are missing in other asset transfer projects like this.
You know, I know Patrick Byrne, he and I started doing radio back when it was before even blockchain.
He's the founder of Overstock.com.
Yeah, Overstock.com, the billionaire. He's taken on the deep state now. He's got his own site, DeepCapture.com. And when he was doing the naked short selling lawsuits and everything, we came across there was a radio show that I heard another guy talking about named Bud Burrell that lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I had him come and speak at one of our Freedom Summits in, way back before the Levolution, I think. So it might have been 06, 07, I can't remember. But, or 9, it was years ago. And he goes, he talked about it, and he goes, would you like to talk to Patrick Byrne? Yeah, whatever. You know, who's that? You know,
right.
So he came on, boom. I could tell right away this guy was libertarian. He understood what So he was happy to have a talk show host, even understood what the heck he was talking about.
Right.
So we became friendly right off the bat. So he's been on my show, over half a dozen times over the years. And he would he broke the news that he was paying Bitcoin as bonuses to his employees at Overstock.
Right.
He spoke at one of our Freedom Summits. He broke the news that he'd been doing a lot of stuff, and it's a really good shows that we've done. Well, what happened when he realized what the blockchain could do with T0, and the reason it's called T0 is they used to have like this 3-day settlement time, and that's where all this naked short settlement stuff
right.
was going, where all the slopping and the bleed off into the banks and all that. So he knew what was happening. So he calls it T0 because the transaction is the settlement. Boom, it's done. I pushed a button, and we're done. So when he created all this stuff, he was telling me, he goes, 167 industries are going to be totally wiped out and disrupted with this kind of technology, but they needed a crypto to be able to do these kinds of settlements, to be able to do the contracts, to be able to do a lot of this stuff. And then I heard Ravencoin separately about, it was a year or two ago, that I heard about Ravencoin because a lot of the Free State Project guys, I've been Derek or some of the guys that said, hey, man, all this pirate stuff you've been talking about, pirate communication, privacy, it's this Ravencoin thing. So my producer, my wife Donna, made a big effort to try and get these guys on. Well, they're in other countries of this and that. Who's Ernie? Whatever. They just kind of blew it off. And I made a big effort, and because it was, I was looking at their white paper, so I'm going, whoa, this might be it. We didn't get anybody on, so I'm like, all right, whatever. I guess it's not a thing.
Right.
Then I found out that T0 is using that as their mechanism for doing these transactions. And I go, so just a couple of weeks ago, I went and got, I think, 10,000 of them. Of course, they're like, 3 cents or third of a cent a piece. They're really cheap.
Right.
But, so a few hundred bucks. But I'm going, I'm just at it because I always support the tech. I go, nope, Horizon, boom, I get that. Bitcoin Cash, absolutely. Monero, sign me up. And I'm not rich, but I know what I want. So this is what I'm interested. I come here, and Derek's going, hey, man, it's all Raven here. I'm like, whoa, serendipity, man, the universe has come together. So we're going to hook up some guys. We'll be interviewing, and you'll hear a lot more about it on my show.
Yeah, so you're talking about doing something with the precariat, selling pieces of ownership to the precariat? Is that what the idea is?
This is one thing that's happened. The precariat is enormous. It's if you go there, you'll see. It's 1,000 feet long. It's like 10% longer than the Hindenburg. This thing's huge. It's a building. But it also has a detachable shipping underneath. It'll be a whole factory just gets delivered.
Okay.
And it's also, it has a big envelope inside that you fill with hydrogen or helium. And a lot of guys say, man, just make it a hard shell and just vacuum it, But it has a lot of living space, and it could be, to live on. It could be luxury. You could do. And in fact, after we gave a presentation a couple of years ago on this, 3 days later, we found out Sergey Brin from Google is building his own airship.
Really?
So this is already happening. I'm going, don't think I'm that crazy. Are you crazy like a fox? But if you go in and you just do an image search on airships, they blow up all over the place. People don't know this is coming. This is tech that's coming.
I've been talking about airships for internet access for years.
Huh. Yeah. So, and one of the things is that you put Raptor rocket engines on the back that after 10 flights, they're selling them on eBay. So, I'll get mine. So, you have the capability, the airship and the ducted fans and the thrusters, you can get high in the atmosphere, and then you let those suckers and boom, you're going to space, and you don't have to go through all that atmosphere, max Q and all that kind of stuff.
All that gravity.
So, this is a thing. So, you look at the designs, and you'll be impressed. Well, the thing was is that at Porkfest, the big dance parties that Derek J. and Steven have been putting on, they go, they saw the atrium in the pirate ship. Mm-hmm. It has a big glass, and you look, it's beautiful. And you don't see that in the video. That's a We always had it, but we just didn't include that in the video. We have other videos that show it. It's beautiful. Well, they're going.
Hold on. Hold that thought. We'll talk more about the dance parties and the ship and all that on the way here from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. We're here with Ernie.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do you want to join the ultra wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference that is happening today and today only, but I suspect there will be more in the future. You can go to blockchainnh.com to learn more about this event. as we continue with Ian and Chris here in our remote studio. Also, Ernie Hancock joining us on our guest microphone. And Freedom's Phoenix, by the way, happens to be a sponsor of Free Talk Live. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site that you know a thing or two about, Ernie.
It's awesome!
It's your site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who care about freedom? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. The Daily Dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. But you're going to be rising above the police state in a very large airship.
Yeah, we're not off the grid. We're above the grid.
There you go.
you got to think this way. Well, this is what's happening. We got a lead developer for Ravencoin is standing right here that I'm going to give all my time here in a little bit. Derek Jay's hooked me up, and I've been trying to get hold of these guys. What we're doing when we built the airship, I mean, you know, we're designing it and so on. The big dance parties that they put, you know, big gay dance parties or space discos or whatever the heck they want to call it, whatever year. Derek, Jay, and Steven have been doing this from AnyPay. They put on a nice club atmosphere and so on. And I showed them the Precarit, and they've been following all of the letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal and all the philosophy that's there. You go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, and we have a book on Amazon that's all updated and has that. Or you can read all the letters online. Well, aspects of freedom like cryptocurrency and communications, hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. What about artificial intelligence? What about healthcare? What about the children? What about? Now, the pirate ship, it becomes, the man's always going to want to get you if they know where your GPS front door of I got a Hellfire missile, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, you know, how do you get the pirates? That's why pirates, as much as people, certainly the crown tries to make them the bad guy, they were pirates because they were against all flags. It doesn't matter how much Portugal, Spain, and France and England were at war. They all came together. We don't like them pirates. They're not worshiping the concept of not worshiping some flag.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I can see that we're going. Now, of course, there's good and bad pirates, but we get to define through our pirate code. We're the good guys. Non-aggression. We detail every aspect to life. Now, the ship has, you have to have some place to leave me aloneism, and we're going to space and government's not invited. So what happens is, this ship is enormous. Well, what Derek Jay and Steve were interested in, we have this one beautiful part that has a big atrium up top that you open, you know, the canopy is open to the stars, and it's just a beautiful area, and they go, that's where we want our space disco.
Nice.
We're going to go. I said, well, if you can kind of get in carbon design and work out and kind of Ravencoin will give us the ability to give property rights in a project like this. That's exactly what it was set up for. So we're going, all right, well, I want a cabin. I want to do this. I want to have a business. I want to vend. We got acres and acres and acres of places to do this. This is going to be a flying, floating, interstellar freaking spaceship travel community building. So you go look at it, PiratesWithoutBorders.com, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, so, but wait a minute, I thought that this whole securities mess was all kind of government regulated, there's, you know, government restrictions, government rules, that you got to beg for permission. That doesn't sound like something pirates would do.
Heck no, but you still have to have property, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing that we respect. We put on there, hey man, the only thing we respect is property rights. You know, this is, we have on the most recent letter that we did, Reprisal is the female character, you know, letters of Mark and Reprisal,
mm-hmm.
and her fourth letter is called Scuttlebutt. And what it's about is gossip. The crown hates gossip. They don't want, it decentralizes opinion. They don't want you saying bad things about them. They want to be able to shut you up, and you want to know where that manifests itself. They're shutting down everybody's YouTube and Facebook and all this kind of, you know, censoring everyone. So what we wanted, pirates, your reputation precedes you. You need to have a mechanism by which, I don't care what you call yourself, but on my ship, I know who the heck you are.
Mm-hmm.
You
got,
it's like you're on a cruise ship. Yep, you're the same guy that paid for the ticket, you know, when you got on. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know who you are. I don't need a state-issued ID, but I may want a biometric. You go on my ship, I know who the heck you are.
Yep.
And I might share that list with the crew and maybe even other captains so that you know that we have by reputation, but also the people that do reputation who are the guys given the reputation? What's their reputation?
Right.
So we wrote kind of our black paper for these guys to code. Well, we start looking at Ravencoin. That might be the way to do it, what we're talking about. You go to PiratesWithoutBorders.com, the letters of Captain Mark online, and you go to the fourth letter of reprisal there, Scuttlebutt, and it details what we're looking for. And we put out the principles of, like, communication. Hailing frequencies is invisible to crown. Well, how are you going to do that, Ernie? I don't know. Not my problem, man. When you do it, let me know, and we'll endorse it. Cryptocurrency, same thing. I need privacy. When you get one that we like, we'll do it. When you got some way that we can do reputation and your reputation precedes you and you know who the people are that you're dealing with, like the community does, they go, well, I don't want an ID. I want to be anonymous. From whom? The crown? Fine. I'm cool with that. But I got my own standards on my freaking ship,
right.
You know?
Yep.
And you do your own ship. This is awesome. This technology is curing so much stuff. And I'm ready to emphasize all the traits that we want to have as just being left alone in space.
Yeah, I think, you touch on something here that people seem to think that without the state that there would be no identity. And the reality is there's all kinds of reasons why people in the marketplace need to know who you
Absolutely.
Are.
Right.
And we may end up seeing more stringent identification requirements in certain cases in the marketplace. Maybe better identification, more reliable identification.
But not for everything. There's a lot of things that nobody needs to know who I am. There's certain things I understand the need, what you've described.
No, absolutely. I'm with you.
But I'm in control. I can choose to share it or not to share it.
You know, it's one thing, like when you're doing a lot of things, like your health records is a good idea. You know, a good example. I have, my dental records and I got all this. I don't want to share that with any and everybody. And I sure as hell don't want to send it to 23 and them, you know, and they got it. You know, I do anything online or, who's going to get it? I just found my friend Bob here. And he goes, here, yeah, I got my Google thing. What? It gives a report every month of Google everywhere you went all day, maps of everything under your phone is gone. I'm going, that's how they just caught some kids that were graffitiing at some university this last weekend, that their phones have been tracking them the whole time. They were dumb enough, not to realize this. So I'm going, there's some things I don't need them to know. Yeah. I don't want them to, it's none of their damn business. But when I'm interacting in commerce, buying property, we have friends that are a blockchain company in the Philippines right now, and they have over 7,600 islands, but they have no idea how to market it or sell it or what county recorder or who owns or how.
Right.
I'm going to go, ooh, this is mine. Yeah, well, this gun over here in this, raiding party with a badge says it ain't. Then what?
Yeah.
You know? So you have to have this kind of stuff because the government is not, their goal is not freedom. It's not property rights. It's not, it's just herd management so that they can have all the money funneled to them and their buddies. So when we have this technology and we give examples like what we're emphasizing, it's going to be cool, and I'm all want to push it.
And you're talking about it on your radio show, Declare Your Independence. It happens Monday through Friday on LRN.FM. Go over to freedomsphoenix.com for more of Ernie. We'll continue in moments from the Free State Blockchain.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the ceasefire in Syria has just begun.
There was some
activity today, but we also saw some very positive activity, the beginnings of the coordination that will be required. The reason this couldn't happen instantaneously is there was a great deal of coordination that had to take place so that there can, in fact, be a safe withdrawal.
Turkey's president says they will resume fighting unless Kurdish-led fighters withdraw. President Trump says the Kurds are pleased with the ceasefire.
You have the Kurds who we're dealing with and are very happy about the way things are going, I must say.
Former Ohio Governor John Kasich says he now favors the House impeachment inquiry. He says he made up his mind after hearing Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney talk about the president's withholding military aid from Ukraine unless Ukraine's president investigated Joe Biden and his son. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are outdoors on a beautiful New Hampshire fall day here at just an absolutely exquisite location in the Seacoast area at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the third annual. We've had the pleasure of being at all three of them. You can learn more about this great event just by going to blockchainnh.com. One of the speakers, who I have not had the pleasure of meeting before, Tron Black, is with us. Tron, were you at any of the prior...
I was at last year's.
You were, okay. Sorry. We just missed you last year because we were there too. But you know, this is one of those conferences, and especially this year, where you really can meet everybody at this conference. I mean, there's only I think about 50 people, and that's the maximum. This is basically a sold out event,
right.
And people want to be at events like this because, well, you can meet everybody, and that's what really makes these things special. So Tron, you know, as I was telling you off the air, we do a lot of talk about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, but we are a general audience show, so it's important to make cryptocurrency as accessible to a general audience as possible. And so a lot of our listeners, they know about Bitcoin.
Yep.
They may not have any Bitcoin yet, but they at the very least know that it exists. They know it's a cryptocurrency. Hopefully they know it's decentralized and, you know, it can't be stopped by the government. And we've talked about these alternatives to Bitcoin that have, many of them have stemmed from the original Bitcoin code. So tell me about Ravencoin. This is the thing that you're working on developing.
Yep.
I remember it launched, what, 2 years ago? Or
yeah, it launched on Bitcoin's ninth birthday.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah.
And we had Bruce on earlier, and he was one of the founders, I believe,
yep,
of Ravencoin. Bruce Fenton, who's also the organizer. But we talked more with Bruce about this event, so we didn't get into Ravencoin. So you're the perfect guy to talk to, I think, about what Ravencoin is. What is it that makes it different from Bitcoin, first and foremost?
Yeah, it started out actually almost exactly like Bitcoin because it was actually a fork of, code fork, not a chain fork of.
of the Bitcoin code. Mm-hmm. So we took that and we increased the issuance. So there will be 21 billion with a B instead of 21 million ultimately. The halvening schedule, for people who know how Bitcoin issues, right? The halvening schedule, meaning every 4 years, the issuance will halve. That schedule is exactly the same, so every 4 years.
So it's going to go for a lot longer then.
It's going to go for long. Well, no, because it started out with high. So it's actually going to go for about the same minus 9 years because it's launched on.
Because of Bitcoin.
Yep.
So the mining, when you refer to the halvening, this is happening with Bitcoin coming up, I think, in 2020, where the rewards for the miners that are mining Bitcoin go from what they are right now, which is 12.5 Bitcoin, to 6.25 Bitcoin.
Yep.
Where is the Ravencoin? Like, how many Ravencoins are the miners getting right now?
Sure. So it's in the middle of its, basically at the halfway mark on its first round, right? So the first round of Ravencoin's in the middle. So there will be 21 billion. So it's half of that. So it's about if 5 billion or so have been issued.
So that's how many have been issued. Every block, though, how many are...
Every block, there's 5,000.
5,000.
5,000. Okay. And the blocks are every minute.
Okay, so a little more frequent then.
Yeah. 1 minute blocks and 2 megabyte blocks. So,
But these are standard things that change with other cryptos, right? They'll change the block time. They'll change this and that.
Yep.
What makes Ravencoin unusual compared to the rest?
Okay, so that started out. That's been running. We're on a bunch of exchanges. We're on Binance, Bittrex, et cetera. Mm-hmm. It's about 3-ish cents, a little over 3 cents currently. But the main thing that Ravencoin is on November 5th of last year, we created the ability and launched the ability to create your own asset. So for people who are familiar with ERC-20
tokens that are on the Ethereum blockchain. Right.
Correct.
Right.
And so we have that same ability to create tokens on the Ravencoin chain. So it costs 500 Raven, which is about $15, and you get to create your own token.
And that's where you can say, I want to have a billion Tron coin or whatever, whatever you want to call
it. That's exactly right.
Chris Coin.
Yep. Yeah. So it costs you 500 Raven. You have to pick a unique name. So the blockchain itself, the code, makes sure that you have a unique name so there's no confusion. You get to choose how many, from 1 to 21 billion is your max, and how divisible. So from non-divisible, like maybe it was a token that represented a cup of lemonade, you wouldn't want a hundredth of that, to divisible, like up to Bitcoin's level, which is 1/100 millionth. Yep.
Right. And I thought it was interesting that, you could never change the issuance of your token and cause somebody's token to go away. You can't go that way, but if you needed to add more tokens,
correct,
you could.
Yes, so there's actually a flag, and so you can do it both ways. So you can say it's not reissuable and just set that flag, and then that becomes immutable, unchangeable by you. That let's say you said there was 1 million of these, and you said it's not reissuable, you couldn't reissue more, meaning everyone says, I'm buying one of the 1 million, and there will never be any more.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you can leave it reissuable, and people can see that on-chain in the Explorer, that it's reissuable, and then you can create more, and you can keep creating more until it's 21 billion, or until you flip the switch again, and flip the switch once, and say it's not reissuable here.
Right.
Yep. So a lot of people, what we recommend is if you want to reserve a name, keep it, you issue one and you make it reissuable.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point you could say, I really only wanted 1 million. Now I know what I'm doing with this coin or this name or this token. And you could set it to 1 million. Then you could say, now it's not reissuable. And then there's only 1 million at that point.
How has this been going? I mean, is there a tracking of how many of these things have been created already?
There is. So if you go to ravencoin.asset-network.com. I know it's kind of long, but...
Can I get there from ravencoin.org? Is there a link?
You can.
Okay, good.
You can. Yeah, you can get there. So that's our asset explorer. And so over 20,000 assets have been created. People have created and burned 500 Raven. They're used for all kinds of things, right? People are doing companies. People are issuing stocks. People are issuing gift certificates. People are doing gold. There's all kinds of projects. You can also issue what we call unique tokens.
Uh-huh.
And if people are familiar with ERC-721, I don't want to get technical, that's like it's a token it's also called an NFT or a non-fungible token. And they have a hashtag in them, and you know there's only one. People are using that for...
So it's a collectible.
It's a collectible. And so people are using that for certificates of authenticity for items, where they can say, this token goes with this item.
This is the original.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
wow.
So you can do that too.
So this is sounds like it's working out. Then.
Oh, it's working fantastic.
Yeah.
The other thing that's super neat that ERC-20, for example, doesn't have is the ability, when you create your asset, you can take a file, any file, a 4K movie, a PDF, doesn't matter what it is. We have some suggestions online, but it really doesn't matter what you put in. You put that file in IPFS, which is the Interplanetary File System.
It's a decentralized file storage.
Yep, correct. Yeah. You put that in there. You might want to pin it so you keep a copy, but we also have a Ravencoin operating system that's doing and keeping a swarm of those so that they'll actually keep your file for it. May not last forever, but that's currently we have that operating. And basically that file is what your coin represents, right? So you could have a PDF that's signed by the owner of the item that you're tokenizing, mm-hmm. or it's the contract that they're kind of agreeing that the token represents, or in the case of a NFT or a collectible, you could actually have a picture of the collectible, and that's a kind of an immutable file. Can't be tampered with.
Right.
Wow.
Very cool. So what is, what's coming next for Raven? Is there something you guys are working on?
There is. So for people, I know people are familiar with Bitcoin, but if you're familiar with kind of the craze that went on in 2017 with the ICOs.
Sure.
So there was a bunch of people selling shares for Bitcoin, Ravencoin, Bitcoin, Ethereum, et cetera. The SEC is kind of in 2018 said, hey, this wasn't allowed. You can't just issue these shares and they're securities.
Right.
And so they stepped in. So what that means is the issuer can get in trouble for issuing those, and you've seen this with EOS got slapped with a fine, and
right.
A couple of these slapped with a fine. So what ends up happening, though, is we have the tool set now to help be compliant under that thing in the U.S. Now, these other tokens, they work exactly like, they're not stoppable. They're like Bitcoin, et cetera. We have another class of tokens called restricted assets, right, instead of the other ones are just assets.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is they start with a dollar sign, and when you create one with a dollar sign, it expects a rule set. And a rule set is just a set of rules of tags that it's going to look at in the address you're sending it to, right? So when you send it, it's going to look for these tags. If the tags aren't there, you can't send it to that address.
Mm.
And what that allows you to do is tag addresses. For the example that people were kind of getting upset about is maybe people were buying shares and they weren't accredited, for example,
right?
Or they weren't KYC'd, so the issuer didn't know who the person was that was holding the shares, which is a security.
I see.
So now you can tag those addresses with, let's say, a KYC tag and store the information or accredited tag.
Hold that thought. All right, more with Tron Black here from...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, which is it's been a great one, at least from what I can tell. We've been out here recording a show the whole time. I managed to peek in there a couple times. Tron Black is with us. We're going to continue with him. You can go to blockchainnh.com to learn more about the event. I don't know how many of these things were videoed. I know Derek J. got video of Vin Armani and his speech. But yeah, if you missed this, you definitely want to come next year. It's an pretty exclusive event, but it wasn't out of the, you know, I don't think it was outrageously priced or anything like that. It was very reasonable to come out to this thing, and you get to meet some really interesting folks. Also, another convention coming up in 2020 is going to be LibertyCon, which is a Liberty convention happening April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., and it's for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purpose, for instance, of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. They'll have a great list of speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods. You may have heard of him. Also, Vernon Smith, who won a Nobel Prize in economics. He'll be speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa is a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's a lot more to learn about by going to libertycon.com, as in Liberty Convention. Libertycon.com for more details, or and also getting tickets, of course, and using code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. And student travel scholarships are available. Discount rooms at the Marriott Marquis in D.C. You can get your early registration right now at libertycon.com. And as I understand it, we will be broadcasting from this event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. Again, code FTL for $10 off at libertycon.com. So Tron Black is here with us, lead developer on the Ravencoin project at ravencoin.org. Is that right? .org?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So you were getting into some of these securities that the government has been calling securities, these tokens that people have issued. There was a craze back in 2017 where these ICOs, as they were called, initial coin offering is what that stands for, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency were poured into these organizations, many of whom folded up shop. It was an exit scam. They took a bunch of money, and eventually the government came in the United States and said, whoa, you can't just be issuing these things. These are securities, and now there's all these rules that have come into play. And so the tokens that you can issue on Ravencoin, you were describing to us that there's two different types. There's one type that, let's say, would be unregulated.
Yeah, so one type is that you can just create the token. You have them. They're yours. Nobody can take them away. I mean, there is immutable, and like Bitcoin, right? You just can't take them away. That's the base type. Those won't change.
So wait a minute. So the Securities and Exchange Commission can't come knock on your door and say, Tron, we need you to revoke this token.
Nope. It's a distributed network, just like Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. There's nodes all over the place. They wouldn't stand for it. I can't change it. So those tokens still are exactly the same. They don't start with a dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
If you get one with a dollar sign, they have some rules. And those rules are...
And that's what you were telling us about.
Yeah, and those tokens, we call them restricted assets, right? So the people know they actually have restrictions. And what they do is they help the issuer, the person that's creating this token, to stay compliant. And they have some certain rules. They're not as immutable. They can actually be frozen in place by the issuer. The person that sent it to them can't be taken, can't be seized, but can be frozen in place. And that's because the government says, unfortunately and sadly, can come in and say, hey, we have this subpoena and they appear to be a terrorist or whatever.
Aren't there rules, and I'm by no means an expert on these rules or whatever, but aren't there, I was watching Vin's presentation earlier, aren't there rules that say that when you invest in a certain type of security that you have to hold it for a certain amount of time?
That's exactly right.
That would be another reason to freeze them?
You can freeze it, you can put the data with it, say what it's frozen for.
You can have a clock on it, basically, to say after a certain...
You would just set it as, you would put the data in there, it says rule 144, and then when it's time to unfreeze it, you would just unfreeze it.
I see. So it would have to be manually unfrozen?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so this allows people who want to be regulatorily compliant to have a token that is that.
Yep. And I'd like to make it clear we have both. Right. This is not just...
Because if you're not inside the United States, you don't have to care about what the SEC says.
That's correct. There's a lot of other jurisdictions that don't have the same onerous rules. Yeah.
But here in the United States, we do have those rules. And unfortunately, companies, if they want to issue a security, they're going to have to follow some of these rules or run the risk of being under the governor's thumb.
Yep.
But is there another project that really has taken on this level of compliance, built it into their coin? I haven't heard of it.
There are some ones that are going after the securities market. So these are securitized, Polymath, the T0 token.
Right.
There's a few others. And we looked at the overlap between those, and we said, we can do a little bit better than what they're doing. Most of those are doing whitelisting, which is you can't transfer it unless they've added the address to the token contract. And we have something a little bit better, which is tags. And these tags, you just send the tag to the address. That way you can have an ecosystem of all the people that have been tagged, KYC'd, accredited, and that allows other issuers to potentially piggyback on that and build a bigger ecosystem, let the thing grow faster.
Gotcha.
So that was kind of our goal in setting this up.
Is it more of a technical question? Do you do all this from the official Ravencoin wallet? And what's the what's the interface?
Yes. So currently, the mobile wallet, you can create an asset. Mobile wallet, Android, iOS. Just go download it. It's RVN wallet, and it'll say it's from Medici, and you just download it, and just to make sure you get the right one.
Mm.
You download it and you create an asset. We have Linux, Windows, and Mac. You can go download that, which is the core client.
Yeah, because I've had the full node in the past.
Yep.
I didn't know if it's been like a year or so since I've even used it, so I might need to get back in there and see.
You can create assets from that. When the restricted assets are launched on mainnet, you'll be able to do that from the core.
So those
clients.
Are coming. The restricted
coming.
Assets are
yep.
coming. Okay,
yep.
What's the timetable looking like?
It should be before the end of the year. We're actually hoping to turn them on, or at least for people to start upgrading the software starting November 5th.
Okay.
Is our goal. But we want to make sure that we're safe because there's a lot of money, a lot of value stored in Raven right now. We want to make sure we don't break that.
Right. You mentioned there have been 20,000 of these unrestricted assets that have been?
Correct. 20,000.
Are there some out there that, you know, are noteworthy? Like
yeah.
you could say, oh, this happened. Or,
yeah, there's some really cool ones. Somebody made these glass, they did this glass, these glass coins, collectible coins.
Really?
Where they did, where they actually have a raven in them and words around them. It, the,
wow.
the video's
wow.
out there. Go to a starshipineverygarage.com and they have a, you can see the video of them making these coins and they have a collectible that goes with it, right? So a token that goes with it. There's another one that's doing, it's called GunCert, and then what they're doing is they're trying to, they will engrave the gun to say this is GunCert certified or whatever, or GunCert,
right.
and the token, the expectation is the owner of that gun would have a token and could show that token without having to go into any records or even know who they are. They just know that records exist for this.
Mm-hmm.
So a way to add additional privacy to you know, carrying a firearm, and also to give the law enforcement confidence that you legally own it without actually having to give a name and have something in a database. So
very cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, be sure you check out ravencoin.org. And as you said, what, 3 cents a raven right now? It's probably a good time to pick some of those up. Available on a bunch of different blockchains. So where are you from? I mean, are you from New Hampshire?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Utah. I work in the Peace Coliseum.
Okay.
So if you're not familiar with it, this is Patrick Burns' signature building. It's big, beautiful building. It has electronic glass all the way to the outside, on the outside, that they can control with a computer and tint the windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 stories. It looks like a peace sign from inside, from the air as you fly over, and it is in the flight deck. You look down, and it's
cool.
a peace sign. It has a two-story building in the middle, and the spokes going to the building in the middle are you know, form a peace sign. It's a really cool building.
Funny that you're from Utah. This is the Utah gold back that I've just handed you.
I have heard of
You've heard of
that
this?
That is awesome.
Aren't they cool?
That is amazing. Yeah. In Utah, we have rules that basically said gold can be used as
legal tender. Yeah,
so,
and that's what they're building this gold back thing on. I was at Freedom Fest this year in Vegas and met these guys, and like, oh, these guys are actually kind of into crypto too,
right?
And there's some cool stuff happening out there in
Utah. Yep.
So thank you, Tron, for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thank
really
you, Ian. Thank you, Chris.
No
I appreciate it.
Tron Black from the folks over at Ravencoin at ravencoin.org. As we wrap up this broadcast here from this excellent conference, and you don't want to miss this. If you have a chance to come out to New Hampshire next year, get on over to the website at blockchainnh.com. Learn more about this event. Your thoughts, Chris? Any wrap-up?
It's been great to talk to so many great people and just gain knowledge. I mean, without the pressure of a bunch of people trying to show their product, it was a very honest occasion for me. I liked it.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, if you love cryptocurrency, you got to make the move to New Hampshire. I mean, there's no better place to be. This is where a lot of crypto folks are coming to, folks like Bruce Fenton and others, who see the benefits of living in a more free place and being around more liberty-loving people. So go to move.shiresociety.com. Learn more about that. That's move.shiresociety.com, and we'll see you.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.